Factorama episode 508. I'm just going to get some cigarettes.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
I was always told chocolate milk comes from brown cows. Where does it really come from?
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is a show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. If this is your first time joining us, thank you. You're in for a treat. We have a large cast of...
Sorry, stop that.
Or it just started hailing on the roof. I'm not sure.
Oh, well... There.
What
is that better?
Golf clap, yes. If you're returning, thank you for coming back. I know it's been a while, and we are happy to be back. I am Chuck Tomasi, and joining me as always is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I am good.
The double fist pump. Works right. Every time. Also joining us in the Binary Studio here in sunny, hot Phoenix, Arizona, is... We'll go around the table from...
Hi.
That guy.
I'm Keith.
I'm Ben.
Keith.
And I'm Ben. Scott.
Scott, you're going to need to sit closer to the microphone.
I don't want to eat it.
Eat the microphone. Eat it.
We just had pie.
Delicious chocolate-filled microphone.
That's what you need to do is just put chocolate on
it.
No problem.
Own it.
You just got to put your face on it.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Make love to the audience.
Is Scott like Phoenix's newest resident now?
Pretty close. He's got to close on the house. There's a whole story in there.
Yep.
We didn't mention that Ben and Keith are from TG Geeks. There we go. We even have one of your stories in this week.
Oh, you do?
You know which one it is, too, because you told me to correct this.
Let's see.
We had to correct Craig's spelling.
We have some feedback, though, first. Yes, Craig had a typo in there. That's all right. It happens all the time. We have some feedback.
All the time.
Highly doubt.
Sing along if you know the words.
Letters.
Ettersley.
Litters.
We got Ettersley.
We got litters of kittens.
Letters.
Every day.
Sometimes.
The mailman.
Reach right in and pull one out.
What?
Those letters. I love those letters.
Watch where you're pulling it from.
Perfectly synced with Craig.
Oh, boy.
I have a
the mailman's a ding dong.
Ding dong.
Our first. We didn't get a whole lot of email, but we did get some voicemail.
Oh,
some
yeah.
Which has been kicking around for a while, but so have we. First one's from Calculon's brother. Calculon on Futurama. That's pretty much all he said.
Oh. Nice.
Short and sweet.
He's had a comment on show 506.
That was riveting.
Pretty controversial too. We even had to bleep out a couple words.
Did you tweet that?
Hey, well, by the way, speaking of Futurama, did y'all see? I'm sure
the live reading.
No, did you see the news though?
Yes.
Which news?
There, David X. Cohen had mentioned, I guess, on the live reading or towards the end of it, that to look forward to some Futurama news at the end of the summer.
Good news, everyone.
Won't be necessarily anything that, it won't be like episodes, but it'll be some news from Futurama. I don't know what that means.
And was there news at the end of the reading? You didn't watch the reading, and I didn't get to the end.
Good news.
Well, sure.
It's news.
Add some color to that.
May not be good.
But that's
news.
Basically what he said was, he says, temper your enthusiasm, but there is some news. There is news coming from Futurama.
Okay. We will keep tabs on that.
It's news, everyone.
The second one is about bugs we have in the show.
Bugs?
Yes.
What? Big time pest control.
Big time pest control.
I was supposed to have an appointment today. This is Karen Sanderson.
I would like
to be informed if they're going to show up.
They'll be there in 10 minutes, or your next one's free.
Did you realize you're calling Technorama, not...
Big time pest control. Big time pest control. We're now in that big business.
Big time pest control.
It's like, oh, what audio bugs are we talking about here?
Wait, you're still reaching many people.
Bugsorama.
What kind of system bugs are we talking about?
Pestnorama, the podcast for bugs.
We've been called many things before. But...
Because bugs are people, too.
That's right.
We killed Keith.
Oh,
so we're going to send her a bill because this next person...
Hello, good morning. This is Stan Copier for the building.
Oh, my God.
111-384.
Okay.
I want to know how much we owe you guys so we can pay...
$1 million, please.
We can make that in three simple installments.
My rentals should be...
Low financing.
So you should call me back so I can...
Wait.
Know how to write...
I was going to bleep this phone number out.
Yeah. But my phone number is 707.
She can't even remember her own phone number.
4828.
Hang on.
What is it?
5848.
Oh, dear.
No wonder she's got
bugs. Still trying to figure it out.
Oh, my word.
Oh, dear.
Hey.
Thank you. Bye.
You know what this reminds me of? Just the other day, I got a spam email, and it had the insert name here fields. Like, but then, wait a minute, it gets better. So then I saw an identical subject line, and I looked at that email, and it's also the spam email. But it had my stuff, and the first line was, please ignore the previous email, and it had my...
did you see the Facebook post? Somebody posted, it was an article, a spammer had contacted a programmer, IRS spam, you know, called him up and said, you owe us, you know, $42 million or whatever, and he wrote a program that called them repeatedly, multiple lines. So he tied up all of their lines and
awesome.
Says, you are a spammer.
Fire yeah, back, man.
I'm surprised it wasn't anonymous.
Yeah. He may have been.
Might have been. So your three voicemails were all rubbish.
Yes.
I love it.
Hey, I wish we'd get any voicemail at this point. Somebody's calling.
Yeah, I'd welcome rubbish voicemails. I mean, those would be funny. Yeah.
Good thing we maintain that voicemail line. Right.
Yeah, I know.
It's not going out of business. Somebody's calling.
I mean, God, I welcome a wrong number. I mean, that will be fun to play on the show.
Pestnorama. Yeah.
All right, we're all going to start calling TG Keek's line.
There we go.
And we should do that. We should have people call their number for Technorama.
There we go.
Well, this could be amusing.
What is it?
Let's swap voicemail numbers for a few days. A few weeks.
Okay, roll your die.
Oh.
15.
12.
6.
4.
4.
What did you get, Craig?
18.
You're first.
Okay, you're first. Then,
so, as it should be.
We go around this room counterclockwise.
What did you get?
6.
6? Yeah. He got 4.
Okay, well.
So
you're after me.
It'll make it difficult for Donna.
keep the cameras.
Yeah, well, okay, so.
There we go.
There's Craig is first, and we'll just go counterclockwise.
History has never been so confusing.
Yes.
On this day in history for July 5th, 2017, this is the 186th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 179 days remaining.
Oh, we're halfway
in 2007. Yes, we're past. We have passed expiration.
Oh, no.
Go ahead,
okay,
Craig.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to try and read this. I think it reads a little funny. It was on this date in 1610 that John guy that sailed from Bristol with 39 other colonists before... Newfoundland.
He was a plumber.
That John guy. It was 330 years ago today that Isaac Newton publishes the Philosophiae Naturalis Principia.
There you go.
Mathematica.
Yes. One of the best books there was.
Yeah.
And on that same date in 1841, Thomas Cook organizes the first package excursion from Leicester to Loughborough.
I believe it's Leicester, but we'll go with
I think you're right. It is Leicester.
The other one, we don't know.
I was imitating Craig.
July 5th, 1915, the Liberty Bell leaves Philadelphia by special train on its way to the Panama Pacific International Exposition. This is the last trip outside Philadelphia that the custodians of the bell...
That was my fault. That the custodians of the bell...
intended to permit.
And who delivered that anyway?
FedEx.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of spam earlier, Spam, the luncheon meat, is introduced into the market by Hormel Foods Corporation on this date in 1937.
Don't get spam!
Spam, 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 spam,
spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam,
spam. And that same date in 1946, the bikini goes on sale after debuting during an outdoor fashion show on the Montelier Pole in Paris, France.
Itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka dot.
Yeah.
What color is yours, Craig?
Oh. 63 years ago today, the BBC broadcast its first television news bulletin.
That was 63 years ago today. That Elvis Presley records his That's All Right. At Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you very much.
That's all right.
Peanut butter and banana sandwich, please.
Yeah.
On July 5th, 1996, Dolly the sheep becomes the first mammal cloned from an adult cell.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we're old enough to remember that.
That was my sister. Shard in London is inaugurated as the tallest building in Europe with a height of 310 meters. Or 1,020 feet on this
1,020 feet, sure.
In 2012. I've seen the Shard. It doesn't look that tall.
It doesn't.
It is. That's
it's
impressive.
Interesting, but it doesn't look that tall.
Yeah.
And happy birthday goes out on this date to American astronomer A.E. Douglas, born on this date in 18.
Douglas.
That's your middle name. Can't you pronounce it?
It's got two S's. That's why
I threw him off. Is it Douglas?
Douglas.
Douglas.
Douglas. The two S's messed him up.
Yeah. That's right.
Don't take much.
Another astronomer, Louis Freeland Jenkins, was born on this date in 1888.
And singer-songwriter, rock musician Huey Lewis is 67 today.
I want a new drug.
Also born on the same date in 1953, American mathematician and computer scientist. Was it Karen?
I'm
Mady?
Going with Karen on that.
Karen. Karen.
C-A-R-I-N. Could be Karen.
Karen Navy.
Listener birthday is today. Born
Peter.
July 6th. Peter.
Okay. That Peter.
He was born in 1982 in Sweden. Happy birthday to all the Peters born in 1982 in Sweden.
Yeah, in Sweden. On this date.
Also on July 8th, we have three birthdays. Trampas Whiteman, a.k.a. Dragon Helm. Mark Lee, a.k.a. Geek Dad 72. He was born on stardate -35151519.09.
Uh-huh.
Is there a stardate calculator that goes in reverse? Because that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And also, Alan Ralph, a.k.a. Mon Templar, was born on the 8th. July 10th is KHD, a.k.a. the Devon, a.k.a. one of our friends in tech, Kevin Devon, whom we are really sad he wasn't born on July 11th, and it'd be 7-11 for Kevin Devon.
I don't get it.
He's the one who told us about that.
Yeah.
Almost missed it.
But who was born on July 11th? It's Stephen Trow, a.k.a. Redneck Tech. Love the name. If you want to be on the birthday calendar, go to the birthday calendar at chuckchat.com/wiki and get your name on there. And we will be happy to give you a shout out at the appropriate time of year. Are we almost done with the music? Oh, man, there's another minute and 15 seconds.
Holy moly.
And should we just march around the room?
Yeah, let's just sing along with it.
We're usually messing things up too much.
Let's filk the words in here, shall we?
Here we go.
It's almost done. This is the history song.
And it's important.
Never says the name quite right.
Yeah, right.
I always say them right.
But you know those two words to that song, and you really sing them out.
Freebird!
Yeah.
I stole my thunder.
Here it comes. This is the end.
Is it?
Yes.
Sounds like they're gearing
it goes up,
the
that higher set.
There it is.
The trumpet guy gets to blast. There, that's how we know we're done with the show.
The show.
15 minutes of
the show, yeah.
And we're done.
That's the way it was on this day in history for July 5th, 2017. Yeah. Enjoy it or delete it.
Yeah, because you can't go down from here. But we'll find a way.
We will find a way. We have some, well, it's good startling news. Let's see if I find my good startling news. No, so we'll go with this one.
Good news, right, everyone.
Uh-oh, I don't like the sound of that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Anybody want to take a crack at this one? This one comes from...
How now, Brown Cow?
Is this Mad Marv? No, this one is from Scott Reynolds.
I can't open it because it's... complaining about my ab blocker.
Oh, dear. Your ab blocker?
Yeah. I have an ab blocker.
Yeah, ab blocker?
Yes, it's my ab blocker.
It's called the refrigerator.
Yeah,
exactly.
Is it your
lie we had earlier?
It's not your six-pack, you have your washing machine ab blocker, right?
My six-pack is all tall boys.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. My ab blocker is beer.
Who's reading this one?
Oh, hell, I'll take it.
Okay, go ahead, Ben.
So 7% of all American adults believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. I could make a lot of jokes, but I'm not going to. According to a nationally representative...
brown chickens and brown eggs.
Well, and this is according to a nationally representative online survey commissioned by the Innovation Center of U.S. Dairy.
Mm-hmm.
If you do the math, that works out to 16.4 million misinformed idiots. I mean, milk-drinking people. The equivalent of the population of Pennsylvania, and then some, does not know that chocolate milk is milk, cocoa, and sugar.
Oh, really? You ruined the recipe. I thought it was made by elves.
Yeah, I did too. Keebler elves.
Keebler. In a hollow tree.
Yes.
In a hollow tree.
But while
this big factory in that tree.
Yeah, really. If you put your ear to the ground. But while the survey has attracted snorts and jeers from other corners, guys, milk comes from cows and not just the brown kind, snarked Food and Wine. The most surprising thing about this figure may actually be that it isn't higher.
Oh, dear Lord.
For decades, observers in agriculture, nutrition, and education have griped. Gripe, I say.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Harumph. You watch your ass. That many Americans are basically agriculturally illiterate. They don't know where food is grown, how it gets to stores, or even in the case of chocolate milk, what's in it. In it.
In it. They ask.
One Department of Agriculture study commissioned in the early 90s found that nearly one in five adults did not know that hamburgers are made from beef.
They weren't at that time.
That's true.
They're made from people.
It depends if they're McDonald's hamburgers.
That's true. They're made Soylent Green. Many more lack familiarity with basic farming facts, like how big U.S. farms typically are and what food animals eat.
Well, it's about the size of a little plot in the backyard, right?
Right. That's a garden. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a farm.
That's a farm.
That's a farm.
It can be.
That's our farm.
Well, he's just playing Farmville.
Okay. Yeah. So where does Nesquik come from? Chopped up brown cows.
The bunnies.
Yeah, the
brown bunnies.
That was the Farmville music.
Since they milk the brown bunnies.
You ever try and milk a mouse?
Oh, dear.
You need really small.
Did you know that,
they
cloned mice now?
They cloned mouse.
They cloned mouse.
They cloned a mouse.
And it became a mice.
So what's the moral of this story anyway?
The moral of the story is you never let the TG Geeks in this studio because you know we're going to hijack the show.
Yeah.
That's enough on the brown cows now.
Okay, we have another
one.
Do
we need this one?
Shut up!
Eventually.
Oh, dear.
Oh, okay. No.
Not to be political.
Okay. Oh, I was avoiding this kind of a joke, but now that we're here.
Okay. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Friday to revive the National Space Council, signifying a renewed yet vague focus on space exploration. Colonel Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon, was there to witness the event. He tried to liven the room with a Buzz Lightyear quip, only to have Trump crash and burn on the landing pad.
Oh, dear.
It's great. As you can see in the White House video, the exchange happens right as Trump is about to sit down and sign the executive order, which will put Vice President Mike Pence in charge of advising the president on space exploration.
Oh, dear.
Thank goodness someone's advising him.
Yeah, he's a scientist. Why not?
You gotta love the look on the guy next to
I'm looking at the video right now. It's hilarious. There's an animated GIF in there. If Donna, I think you can bring that one. Yeah, there we go.
I have to pull it down because I can't see.
Oh, that's oh there it is. It's up on the screen. As you can see, the White House video, the exchange happens right as Trump is about to sit down and sign the executive order. Oh, I already read that part. Let's see. It's a little hard to make out what Trump says right as he opens up the folder containing the EO.
He just opened his
and the White House transcript left the words out. But it sounded like we know what this is. Space. That's all I have to say. Space. Then Aldrin, he jokes. He says, there's a lot of room out there, right? Yep. And then it happens. Buzz Aldrin says, infinity and beyond. Ha, ha, ha. He gets some laughter. And Trump, it just goes right over his head. He says, this is infinity here. It could be infinity. We don't really know.
Oh, my God.
But it could be.
But we're going to make it great.
It has to be something, but it's it could huge. Be infinity, right?
Hey, it could be.
But it's infinity. It's huge.
Yeah.
If you want to see the video,
you're going to get tweeted about. You know that.
That's what we're shooting for.
Keep on going.
Are you kidding? I want to be tweet bombed by that idiot. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Did I just say that out loud? I meant to say.
Sure, I do.
That was my Tourette's.
That was your duress. What?
I didn't catch that. Yeah. Would you repeat that, please?
Oh,
no.
This is the part of the show where we take a little
hey,
break.
Is this our article?
No,
it's coming up in the in the media corner.
Oh,
hold your TV remote.
Okay, I left it at home.
We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back with the Hacks and Strange Stories and a bunch of other stuff. So roll that beautiful video footage we put at the beginning of the show, and we're gonna take a sip of water.
This is Bob. Before, Bob relied on the internet to enhance his geek status. After using Technorama for natural geek enhancement, Bob is rolling his 20-sided die, reciting Holy Grail lines, and answering Star Trek trivia with the best of them. And he has a happy missus at the home, too. Technorama for natural geek enhancement. Only available at chuckchat.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pamela Gay, and you are listening to Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
I think we did all those things in the last 24 hours. We recited Holy Grail lines last night. We watched Holy Grail. We rolled our 20-sided die in the studio tonight. Mm-hmm. And what was it? Star Trek trivia?
Star Trek trivia.
Star Trek trivia.
And you have a happy housewife at home.
And we...
Nice. Well played.
That's 15 points, Alex. Yeah.
Right. I couldn't resist. I was waiting for it. Oh, I was waiting. I had my finger on the button.
Don't mansplain it.
Lenny's on vacation for the holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Our faithful listener, Mad Marv, has a wonderful home that's available if you have lots of cats. It is a custom-built home for cats.
Hey, by the way, from the picture in the video, it looks like it's not in Hawaii.
No, it's not.
Where Kyle's from.
Kyle is from Hawaii and on the island of Oahu. This house features cat posters glued to the wall, cat posters glued to the ceiling, cats probably stored in the windowless room in the basement. Oh, God. Oh, God. Huge cat trees. I'm reading this. I don't know if this is on the Century 21 listing or not. Random innocent stuffed animals nailed to the wooden post, a cat themed bar, kitty bath mats. If a cat took a bath, I'd be amazed. Yeah, a fine collection of seashells, fun, ambiguous carpet stains, great natural lighting. And much, much more. All of these actually are the images that... Can you find the playlist in there?
I love the kitty trampoline.
There we go. It'll cycle through those automatically. There are all kinds of things that... these are all listed by Coldwell Banker.
Oh, wow.
The actual listing chooses to gloss over a few details, potentially because the agents wanted to avoid antiquated, pesky health code concerns.
Oh, yeah.
Who needs
that? Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my word.
Hey, wait a minute. What happened to the original owner? The cats got him, I guess.
We're not sure if this is human inhabitable. Yeah. Does it have a real human bathroom?
I would kind of doubt it based on my
there's a big litter box.
This is a large litter box in the bathroom. Deep end of, you know.
Cat walkaways are in a great room. Medieval cat castle with different levels made of stone. You think they want one of those carpet things. All interior doors custom built from wood. Must see to believe. It does exist. Once in a lifetime find. Extremely fun home, the listing reads.
Yikes. Lord.
There's a trampoline.
Yeah, I saw the kitty trampoline. That's awesome.
That's a lot of pictures. Would a cat actually be able to use a trampoline? Does it have the right flex in its legs?
Well, you have to throw it off of it.
It has to jump off the balcony. They say cats always land on their feet, so drop it on the trampoline.
Or the cat decides to jump off a shelf onto the trampoline. Yeah, oh, I'd love to see that. Oh,
yeah. Fun ensues.
Grabs on. It's like.
So the next time someone asks you, what's Technorama all about? Keep that one in mind.
I think I'd rather have the Star Trek themed house.
Yeah.
Well, in a second. Yeah.
Here's another fun story and the title of our show from Oddity Central.
Oddity Central.
And I just, the headline grabbed me. Keith, would you be so kind?
Mexican man tells wife he's going out to buy cigarettes. Flies to Russia for football.
And where's he from? Mexico?
In what many are calling the lie of the century, a diehard football fan from Pueblo, Mexico, told his wife that he was stepping out to buy a pack of cigarettes.
He likes Russian.
But he ended up boarding a plane to Germany and then driving to Russia to see his national football team play in the Confederations Cup. Wow. That's dedication or insanity. Or both.
He doesn't care. He doesn't give a crap about his marriage.
Yeah. Isn't that one of those jokes where, did your father leave the house to go buy cigarettes and never come back?
Right. Where's your dad? He went to get cigarettes. Well, that was 5 days ago.
Yeah. In Russia.
Yeah.
They have cheaper cigarettes.
They have better cigarettes over there.
They were on sale.
They're duty free.
I'm saving
Jose,
a ton.
I can't stay mad at you. Come on, get in the house.
Wow. So, do you want me to read more?
Let's see what else is in here.
I gotta know how this ends.
Antonio Garcia recently got his 5 minutes of fame on the internet after news of his escapade to Mexico's match against Russia in Kazan went viral on social media. The man had reportedly told his wife that he was going out to buy a pack of cigarettes, but he actually traveled to Monterrey, where he got on a plane to Wolfsburg, Germany, where some of his relatives live.
Oops. That's not a good idea.
Yeah.
And that's out of the bag.
They probably called his wife.
Why didn't she go with you?
Yeah. You know who I just saw in the airport?
Looks like his cousin.
Yeah. And then from there, he drove to Kazan, Russia, where he joined hundreds of other Mexican fans in supporting the national football team.
Is there more?
There's more.
There's more. I told my wife I'd go to Oxxo, a popular convenience store in Mexico.
Which is only about 12 hours away.
Exactly. For some cigarettes. But I did not tell her which one. I think it's safe to assume that she wasn't expecting a transatlantic flight.
Maybe he did go there and bring the cigarettes. So technically he was correct.
Well, he was probably going to Oxxo.
Maybe he got him on the way home. I don't know.
There we go. Like you said, he saved a bundle going to Oxxo in Russia. Duty free.
He took the red eye.
Yeah. Oh, my.
But I couldn't make up which brand to buy.
He's got a good excuse here.
Yeah.
Right.
The cost did not matter to me, Arturo said. The only important thing is to be close to the team. That's
But there's more.
Oh, dear. Interestingly, yes. That I wouldn't have chosen that word. I would have chosen something else. While in Germany, Arturo Garcia managed to damage his Achilles tendon while playing football with some locals, and doctors advised him to rest in bed. But he wouldn't hear it. He had to limp and support himself with crutches. But he made it to the game, and that was all that mattered.
Oh, my dedication.
Honey, how'd you hurt your Achilles at the cigarette store?
Yeah.
I slept on a banana peel.
Really reach.
Wow. Oh, my.
Hey, you know, it's funny, as they said that this went viral online. So when he went home, he better not lie. Just lay it out.
Don't try and make it up.
Honey, I lied to you.
Or can you imagine? Yeah, can you imagine saying, oh, "I'm back. Here's your cigarettes." 2 weeks later, online, she sees where he's been all over Europe and Russia.
Well, you come back and you say, "Well, I was going for cigarettes, but change of plans."
And how come they cost like 2 billion pesos?
Yeah. Well, that translates to 30 cents, you know.
A billion pesos.
Good luck getting around the jet lag, too.
Oh, like, my. Really?
Wow. Just has a big mess. Hey, we want to give a shout out to the chat room. What limited there are. I think we see a couple on there. It's probably you and me, Craig, at this point. Did John leave?
Oh, I see Victor in there and John.
All right.
Sounds like Miss Pat's playroom.
Or
romper room.
Yeah, romper room. Oh, she just died here the other day.
Yeah. She did. She
just Miss Marianne.
Yeah,
died.
Miss Marianne just died.
She was what, 92 or something?
There's
like that?
A downer.
She never said my name.
I'm sorry.
I know that.
I had to quit watching it.
She never said my name either. I hate her now.
Wow.
I'm not bitter.
Hostility toward respect the dead. Something. If you want to see us do this every week, we are here on Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Watch for announcements on the Technorama podcast page on Facebook. And that is where you will get the announcements. Or if you want to catch us on the podcast, we release this in audio form on Wednesday. So you can subscribe to that. We'll tell you how at the end of the show. Or you can go to our website, chuckchat.com. Want to give a special thank you, shout out to our patrons. We seem to have lost a patron in the last couple of weeks.
What happened to Remember When?
That was... We're getting to the remember when. This is our...
Well, you didn't take care of our bugs.
I hit the wrong button. Oh, the bugs. Special thanks to our patrons, Kyle Nishioka, Mike Wills, Steve Therian, Saturday Morning Media, a.k.a. Grant Pachoco, Chris MC, Alexis Duran, Ben Vaughn, Dennis Patnod, Nick St. Gabriel, Amy Bowen, Avner Braverman, Leon, John Noble.
John Noble?
Fill in the blank here. Kay Beaumont, and another blank. We want you to join as patrons, and you get special content, because this week we are going to be talking about how a futurist from 1979 predicted modern computers and privacy, and all that goes with that. Mm. So we'll watch the video between shows, and then we'll do that and have a discussion about that.
Yeah, so if you will help us fill in the blanks on our Patreon,
you get special content.
Yeah, get special content and help our OCD, or... Our CDO, for those who are OCD in
it. The CDO. Because the letters have to be in the right order for that.
That's right.
Go to patreon.com/technoramapodcast, or you can click on the Patreon link. I almost said something else. On our website. Again, chuckchat.com/technorama. Let's jump to the media corner. Bring that music down. Start right. That.
Yeah, use the little cat trampoline. Jump.
Jump to the media corner. Here we go.
Welcome to Blockhead Video. No.
Hey, where can I find some good information about music and TV and videos and things?
Yeah, go right past it.
Over here.
Did you change?
Media Corner.
We're going on to Game of Thrones.
On to Game of Thrones. Did you change the
On to the Game intro? Of Thrones.
What? For the Media Corner?
Yeah.
No?
I didn't hear the and stuff.
And things.
And things. Yeah, oh, that's right. It's and things, not in stuff.
It's been so long since you've been here, you forgot what he made fun of me about.
Raising things.
We're just splitting hairs at this point, guys. Come on.
Raising stuff. What?
No, now it's puffing stuff.
That's where I was going to go. Okay. A bunch of old men talking about old shows. Funny if you're...
I don't have the HR puffing stuff music. Where is it?
All right. Who's next on the target list? Craig.
Game of Thrones.
Okay, I'll take
Game of Thrones.
All right, so when a Chicago software consultant, Mac Dolan, heard the screams of a friend being attacked, he knew he had to step in. His chivalry kicked in, I guess. So he grabbed his most fearsome weapon, $100 sword. I'm sorry, just $100 sword.
You say sword, like too?
Sword?
It's like he got it out of a gum machine or something. $100 sword, he bought it from medieval times. A strange man had somehow broken into the apartment Dolan shared with his roommate, John Zucker, and started physically assaulting a woman crashing on their couch. Luckily, Dolan and Zucker had visited medieval times. This is where they got their training, I guess.
Yeah.
A medieval-themed dinner theater 6 months earlier, for the latter's birthday, where they decided to purchase a giant sword that was hanging on the wall. We hung the sword over the wall, equidistant between our bedrooms.
Who says equidistant?
Equidistant.
Equidistant. Effervescent.
It glows.
Equidistant. It's an effervescent Excalibur. Sword.
Why don't they just say in the middle?
Right. Halfway between.
Yeah, just between. So whoever gets to it first can get use it. I see them like elbowing each other trying to scramble to get the thing.
I'm going
to
save the damsel in distress.
Oh, me. No,
Theodoric of York, medieval barber.
I rolled a 20. It's mine.
They're D&D players. Right,
so Dolan started yelling and running at the man attacking his friend. But the guy didn't flee until Dolan ran up to the wall and grabbed his sword, chasing him out of the apartment. Dolan did take a swing at the man as he fled, but he ducked. I guess he rolled and he missed.
That was a one.
You missed.
And Dolan dented the wood railing instead. I was just thinking, Scott, next time you play D&D, you have to throw that in there. Yeah. You missed and dented the wood railing.
Go back to the smithy and sharpen the blade.
But then it gets exciting.
Yeah, so to explain exactly why they bought the sword, Zucker said, we're Game of Thrones guys. Well, it might have been
Valyrian steel.
It may not be Valyrian steel, but it did the job. During the escape attempt, he dropped his wallet, which Dolan and Zucker had turned into the police. The man turned out to be 39-year-old Francisco Chavez, who was arrested after he was shown... He showed up to police station claiming he had been robbed. His wallet has been stolen.
Oh, dear.
Bright man.
He was charged with a home invasion, attempted aggravated criminal assault, sexual assault, and aggravated criminal sexual abuse. But it could have been worse had Dolan not stepped up, sword in hand, to help a friend. So if someone ever gives you a hard time about being a huge nerd, tell them about Dolan and Zucker's heroism. Because sometimes it takes a huge nerd to be a hero. Pew, pew. Actually, I kind of like those last few words. That's poetic.
So the only thing I have to grab in this room would be a large plastic lightsaber. Yeah, I don't think that would be very intimidating.
I don't know. You could always hide behind the cardboard Dalek.
The Dalek. Yeah. That's intimidating. Exterminate! I'm out of here!
Get up and start moving it.
Exterminate!
Chuck, that was awesome.
He said that. The thing's talking now.
My gosh, move to the right. No, the left. To the right.
Serpentine!
Yeah.
Perform some evasive maneuvers, Chuck.
All right, flip for Serpentine. It, Ben or Keith. Serpentine. This one's from your site. Did you have it memorized?
Hardly.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I want to know how did...
Yeah, Keith was the one who actually wrote this one, not me. I got the alert laws at work, and I passed it off to him, and he wrote it up.
I'm going
to
throw another one in here then for you.
By the way,
good news, everyone!
I'm curious how my typo worked into this.
You didn't put the letter E before the number 8.
When we were doing the bullet items at the top of the show.
Oh, whatever.
Spelling, punctuation,
you only misspelled the title of one of our favorite shows.
Yeah.
How dare you?
C-E-N-T-S 8.
Yes.
8 cents.
Eight cents. Yeah. What's that
from 8
show?
Mile.
What's that show?
It's how much a Tootsie Roll costs now.
8 cents. Yeah. So I'll just tell you about the article. Since 8 was revived for a finale, it was posted on the Sense 8 Facebook page, Lana Wachowski. Exactly. Lana Wachowski posted this heartfelt letter, and we have it posted on the website. It's also on the Sense 8 Facebook page. But they have agreed to do a 2-hour finale to wrap up the series. And we talked about this on our podcast.
Yay!
Apparently, even though the president of Netflix has said, no, we've tried, we cannot make this work. It didn't stop the writing campaign.
Right.
And the people were still writing in lots
what,
of...
What was he claiming he couldn't make work?
Oh, good God.
The cost.
I guess it was the budget.
The budget was way too expensive.
The problem with, and we talked about this, and I talk about it in the article as well, that... some of those episodes were costing $9 million plus an episode. And the reason they had to send all of the cast, all of the crew, places. Everything to every single shooting location, because what they would do is they would film the entire scene with all of the cast and then the singular cast members, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So then they stitched it together, and that's how they got those.
Right.
This person is with this person, and this person is with this person, and this
now
person
they're
is,
all together.
Is with it helped cluster.
Yeah, it helped create the sense of the telepathic cluster that they all experienced.
So they were either in India, they were in Germany, they were in Nairobi, they were, you know, in Iceland, London. Everywhere. It yada yada.
I have a feeling. Correct me if I'm wrong, or you know something different, but I think that when Netflix was saying they could make it work, I think they were you're right about the budget, but I mean. I think they were talking in a sense of the making another series or season, but this is a little different. You're making a 2-hour.
People had reached out to the president of Netflix, and he said, you know, anything. And he says, no, we're not going back to it. I mean, the word was pretty final. They were not going to revisit it. That what we got was it. It was over. It was dead. It was done. Thank you very much. And that just kind of, I think it made the fans even angrier. So they just stepped up the writing campaign.
The finality of it and the fact of the nonsensical answer that he gave why it was canceled.
It was ridiculous.
To begin with. I mean, had they said, you know, hey, the ratings weren't there. It was costing us too much. People would have said, we understand. It doesn't make it that, you know, we do understand.
But. Which, as we pointed out in our show, was premature because where the story left off is they're all pretty much now in one location. So you don't have to do all this international traveling anymore.
Right.
So production costs would have been shaved dramatically.
For several episodes. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's
so,
a good point.
So he really jumped the gun on killing the show. But at least they're going to give us a 2-hour finale. Yeah. And
sometime next year.
Yeah, sometime next year.
At least they didn't do something like Arrested Development, the season 4, where, you know, that show also has a large cast. And they filmed, I think, trying to work around everybody's schedule. They filmed everybody separately. I think very little time where the characters were in the same room together. They were actually all green screen or whatever. So and a lot of that kind of fell flat. To some degree, so
well,
I would rather them
be done. We know.
I mean,
that.
I'd rather them do it and do it right.
Yeah,
than,
I mean, I'd rather have them. Yeah,
screw up.
You wonder also if this executive had some pet project he wants to get slated.
Well, he said something really cryptic in the very beginning as to why the show got canceled, and it made no sense.
We don't have enough failures.
Yeah, need to cancel more. You know, we need to take on more risky shows, and we're not bringing in enough new shows. We don't have enough shows that we're canceling. It's like what is that supposed to mean?
Why is that the goal?
I don't even know what that means.
I mean, why not just ride it until it, you know, until you run it into the ground.
I mean, you learn from your failures, but canceling shows shouldn't be a goal.
Well, apparently it was true. For him.
Yeah.
But anyway, he got a lot of heat for it in terms of fandom. So, the show is coming back for a wrap-up.
Yeah, one of the things that Lana says in the letter that she went into a severe depression. She couldn't even talk to people, couldn't go out because every time somebody would see her, they would say, "Oh my gosh, we're so sorry they canceled the show. Can we do anything to make it come back?" You know, and it's like you're making it worse.
I mean, the show was deeply personal to her. I mean, exactly. This something that a lot of people don't fully get. You know, Lana's transgendered, and she put a lot of her personal story into there's the character that's transgendered, so there's a lot of personal investment in what she was writing, so to take that away from her was like taking her child away.
And
a lot of show creators, I mean, these shows are like children to them.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so, and the cast becomes like their extended family in a very real sense, and this cast and crew became very tight. And I think that was part of the plan that the Wachowskis had. They wanted a very close-knit group. And they did become very, very tight. I mean, they are very much like a family now. And even the crew and cast were just devastated at the news that they got canceled. So now that it's coming back, you know, but it explains why Lana got upset. You know, I get it. I really do.
Yeah, that clarifies a lot of things.
And a lot of fans are pretty depressed about it, too.
Yeah,
I'm still waiting for my follow-up for Speed Racer. Just saying.
That, as much as I would love to see it, it will never happen.
No.
I'm waiting for Zombievers 2.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, gosh.
What'd you say?
We got bored last weekend, and we started surfing on Netflix under the action movies category, and one came up called Zombievers.
Zombievers, yes.
It sounded like one of those titles that Mystery Science Theater came up with.
Zombievers?
That is your spoof movie for Dragon Con.
It's not clean. It's not family friendly.
So it's the after midnight version. Not quite a triple X. It might be an R. X. Almost
the old Skinamax. Like them you see on Skinamax at night or whatever.
Yes. It was so bad. We only made it, 15 minutes and it went done.
Well, now I have to watch it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. It's
just so I can see how bad it is.
And it's a fairly recent 2015.
Yes. Oh my.
I've heard of it.
It's 2015.
They're still making stuff like that.
It's on Netflix?
Crap. Yeah.
I'm going to go look at that.
Yet we can't get movies like Top Gun on Netflix.
Yeah.
Go figure. I guess people would much rather watch Zombievers. Anyway, Craig just got a wide monitor. Scott was complaining tonight how he really wants his second one.
That's like 14 feet long?
Yeah, pretty much. This is the Samsung. They just unveiled the widest computer monitor you can buy, and here's how it looks.
Unbelievable.
So the writer of this article writes...
Now, just to tell you, I have a 29-inch widescreen. I have the LG ultra-wide, and I love it. But it does throw some things at a little bit of a weird...
Webex doesn't like it.
I'm going to say there's got to be some distortion. Because a lot of operating systems aren't really designed for that.
Yeah, in fact, this one says Windows 10 doesn't do it.
I'm just guessing. Now,
actually, Windows 10, I mean, using it looks great. Putting the Mac on it looks fine. So it's just the Webex, like... Chuck and I were doing some stuff at work.
Well, Webex
and
is just...
I had a PowerPoint I was trying to share.
Same thing.
And I couldn't quite... find the ratio to make it look full screen.
So the writer, this author from Business Insider says, when I first tried the ultra-wide monitor in 2016, I was hooked because of its applications in both gaming and productivity. Ultra-wide monitors are a relatively new category of monitors that are indeed wider than regular ones, hence the name.
Really? Wow.
But on Friday, Samsung introduced the CHG90, the first monitor in the new super ultra wide, need some reverb on that.
That category ratio is insane,
and it's outrageously wide. It's 32x9, which
that's
is
nuts.
Like,
that's double. That's
well, huge. Yeah, it's 2 16x9 side by side, but no seam in the middle.
There.
Very cool. The thing I have, they show a spreadsheet on there, and by the time you, it's 178 degrees of viewing angle. By the time you turn your head over to cell,
I forgot what I'm looking at.
What was that row? Right, you don't know what row you're on.
Yeah. It's just like, okay.
That's
this
why
is
I always highlight the row.
You need a yardstick to carry it across.
Well, it's not just that. I'm afraid that by the time I got to, you know, I'm looking at finally my result over in column Z, I'm like, and what was this all about again? Oh,
right.
You know, going back. You
but
know?
For gaming with that wraparound and that field of view, imagine the immersion you get in
it's
this.
It's very peripheral.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
That'd be just cool. What you want, a spreadsheet wrapping around your head.
And the start menu.
I don't have enough mental problems already.
Your file edit view menu is 4 miles away on the other side of the screen.
Am I reading this?
Sorry, you throw your shoulder out trying to get the mouse.
49?
The cursor.
My
over
God.
There.
Wait a minute.
How much?
Porn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drives all technology.
Okay. Craig said what we were all thinking. So
I really didn't want to go there. But thank you very much.
I mean, basically, like having VR goggles you don't have to wear on your head.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's right in front of your face. How close you have to sit to get that effect, I don't know. But
you'll ruin your eyesight.
Can
well,
I get
I like
a
the
TV?
Curve, though. I do kind of like the curve. I don't have this monitor. Is
it would have
flat.
To be. Yeah, this has to be curved to be this big. Otherwise, yeah, otherwise it would just be.
No, you couldn't really read it properly.
Oh, that's true.
Hey, you could, So if you're at a company that's cutting back on budget, they can get one of these monitors.
I'll take one.
Sit side by side with somebody.
It won't fit in my desk. But I'll take one.
I have to knock out a
my
wall.
My cube isn't even that wide.
Like, you're going to take out a wall in your neighbor's cube?
No, just put a hole in the, in the cubicle.
It's sticking halfway out in the hallway. People have to get hit by it when they want
one. Don't show this to my daughter. Oh, she's going to want one and forget it. There's no way.
The cost of this is about $1,500 US, if I recall correctly.
Really? Not bad.
That's kind of reasonable.
Damn, I'm going to get it tomorrow.
Let's go to Best Buy tomorrow.
Hey, Amazon's got their July 11th deal.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe
this could
they'll
be
have
it.
Those on sale on Amazon Prime,
Prime Day.
I think you're right. It is kind of reasonable. You know, you buy two really good monitors, you're... I don't know, but it's seamless. That's the whole thing, and you got the curve. I think it'd be pretty cool.
When is Amazon Prime Day?
July 11th.
11th.
Oh, that's just in time for Christmas shopping season to start.
Yeah, there we go.
Because they're starting Black Friday earlier and earlier
all
the time.
I think that's the day that they...
The weather's nicer for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Camp out the night before.
Right.
Yeah. In your own home? Okay.
Hey, let's
sure, no problem.
I meant the whole Christmas season.
Yeah, I can do that.
Christmas season starts on December 26th.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, they start, you know, presidents start campaigning for re-election the day after they get into office.
Yeah.
All right, that takes us to our question of the week, and our question this time is, what is the weirdest thing you've ever seen on the internet?
Oh, dear God, don't ask.
Don't ask.
Farmville.
Zombie beavers.
Zombie beavers.
Zombie beavers.
That wasn't on the internet, though. That was Netflix, which I guess...
The 50-gallon drum of lube.
The 50-gallon drum of lube.
There you go. And I'm thinking, okay, the 50-gallon drum and zombievers. I'm like, yeah, okay, I think we got something.
And people who have bought this have also bought, what was it, the giant pickle?
Giant.
And about 500 yards of hose.
I have something I've seen that was weird on the internet, but I don't know if I want to share it here.
She's like, what the heck?
If you do dare, Amazon does have a 50-gallon drum of lube, but use incognito mode in your browser.
I dare you to search for it on your computer.
Like, here we're playing, you know, Cards Against Humanity, and I'm looking it up on my phone. And
does such a thing really exist?
I set my phone down, and then... What was it? 10 minutes? I said, oh my God! I got to go take that out of my Amazon
it's in my
search.
Browser
it's going to show up on Facebook and everything else.
Yeah. How many times have you searched for something on Amazon and then you start seeing it show up everywhere else? It's ridiculous.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and I only bought it 3 weeks ago, and it's still showing up.
50 gallons of lube. Just think of the possibilities.
Rattle them off, Greg.
That's why you need 50 yards of garden hose.
And a widescreen monitor.
Yep. Oh, my Lord.
It's all for porn.
And on that note, I think we're done.
Yeah. Where's the popcorn?
Cut it
where's
off
the popcorn?
Now. Stop recording.
Just play the music. If you want to get a hold of us, you can call us on the listener line like Calculon's brother and the pest control lady at 707.
She will forever be known as that.
530-2428, 707-530-2428. Or if you want to leave a message for TG Geeks, you can leave it there too.
Yeah.
Please, we're dying for voicemail.
We'll forward it to them. Email us at technorama@chuckchat.com or find us on the social internet wherever you go. Technorama Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, etc., etc. You'll love it. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Oh, you are welcome.
Not a problem.
Sorry we hijacked the show again.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
As always.
He'll get his revenge.
Tell the listener where they can find you.
At tggeeks.com.
Yay!
Where you name it, we talk about it.
And thank you, Scott.
Sure.
Craig, give me a binary high five.
101.